And now, two stories about how New Orleans is recovering. Governor Blanco has postponed the February elections for mayor and city council because Hurricane Katrina destroyed many of the city's polling places and scattered its voters. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports on how that news is playing with New Orleanians.
Yesterday, hundreds of New Orleans residents gathered at the Rock and Bowl, a mid-city bowling alley and bar, for what was billed as a much-needed pep rally. Inside, there was music and dancing. But outside, this mostly white crowd was talking about the governor's decision to postpone the city's elections as the latest blow in an already difficult period.
I just told our city council person that it was a horrible idea.
That's Brian Mullen, a lifelong New Orleans.
Because we're here, we came back, we're struggling, we're looking for leadership. I'm not happy with the leadership. And if we're not happy with what we have, it needs to go to the voters.
Jody Borello, a New Orleans comedian, agrees.
As I've heard so many other people say, it's a complete cop-out. They want us to come back to the city. Yet now we have the election, and then they're going to say, well, wait, we want you back, but we don't want things to go that normal again that quick.
There's no one that wants to have the election any quicker than me.
Louisiana Secretary of State Al Ader says the elections can't go forward as planned because the city is still in ruins. Over half of its polling precincts are damaged or completely destroyed. Two-thirds of the city is still without power, and most of its 270,000 registered voters haven't returned home. Ader says with so much at stake in the coming election, he recommended that it be postponed for up to 8 months.
This is perhaps the most important election that there'll ever be in the history of New Orleans. The persons that will be elected will be in charge of deciding how billions of dollars will be spent. Their decisions will affect hundreds of thousands of lives, and I am committed to doing this just as fast as we can.
Ader blames FEMA for failing to help the city track down absentee voters, most of whom are African American. So he says this delay is about ensuring that as many citizens as possible can vote. Jacques Morial, a veteran New Orleans political organizer, says Ader's concerns are valid, but only to a point.
I agree that there's some very substantial practical obstacles to holding an election in February.
But Morial is concerned that a date certain for the election has not been set. And he says the fact that the delay is necessary is just the latest example of city, state, and federal officials bungling the post-Katrina recovery.
It's unfortunate that democracy is a casualty of all of this. And it's not just a casualty of natural disaster. It's a casualty of government incompetence and indifference to human suffering.
In a statement, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, who intends to run for re-election, says he's disappointed with the delay. But Nagin says he's sure the decision is based on guaranteeing all citizens their constitutional right to vote. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, New Orleans.